Thanks for joining me. It's very early, just gone 8 o'clock on the Monday morning. I see some scratchings have updated as we go to Hollywood Betts Grable. We are on the poly track. The going is standard. Once again, I've got to mention this one a little bit later on this afternoon. In fact, I'm going to start going through the 9 races at Hollywood Betts Durbanville. A lot of excitement in the Western Cape, as previously mentioned. In fact, a friend of mine, some have started studying already, sent me a message over the weekend. He said, "Where's Richard Faree?" I said, "What?" He said, "Richard Faree is not riding at Durbanville. Where is he?" So I said, "I've got absolutely no idea." And he sent through a whole lot of emojis. It looked like the world had entered its darkest hour. So it's building up. And hopefully we're going to have good attendance on Wednesday. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of interest in this card. We'll go through that on the Tuesday. That's for sure. It'll be uploaded, I think, probably late on Tuesday. But the first race, let's go to Hollywood Betts Grable. Poly track, we've got some scratchings later on. The one field has been really whittled down. Race one, race card, www.goldcircle.co.za. It's run over 1,200 metres. It's a qualified maiden. It's the start of the bipod. Get those champion punters challenge selections on. 12:35, you need to be on by 12:30, and you can make use of the situation there when it comes to taking a variety of bets. Once you've entered your selections, that will pop up on your screens. So, in the first race, we've got number 6, Venerable, who is quoted at 12.5 to 10. I see there's quite a bit of support for a horse called American Dream, who I give quite a chance here. This one was 3.33, came into 2-1, is now just under 17-10. Is now with the Glenn Cotson yard, has changed stables. In fact, Glenn Cotson is key as we move through this card a little bit later on. This is a half-brother to Lady Heist, who's from the Cotson yard. It is the third run after the rest and gelding, as I say, a new stable. And I thought that that would be the possibility in the first race. I'm going with number 2, American Dream, as I say, 17-10 with www.hollywoodbets.net. From the 6, Venerable, and then I want to mention a 25-1 shot who I would include for minor placings, the 3rd, 4th berth in the quartets, and that is Gio Cattore, number 5. I know there's not much form. Muzi Yeni, though, has the ride. If you have a look, was beaten 9.85 lengths by Venerable, so he's well held, but I just thought that could be the improver at 2.25-1. A placing, and you can get the first 4 even with Hollywood, and then I'm going with a 4. 2654 to start of proceedings. Second race on the card, merit rated 74. This is over 1,000 metres. I thought this was a very competitive race. Although it's a small field, we've only got 7 runners. Currently, number 4, Ethiopian Queen, is quoted at 2-1. Agahit, number 2, is at 3.57. That's eased out from 2.86. Now, this is the poly debut. There's been a rest of 139 days. A stable comment, excuse me, working well, should be competitive. That's the way they see it on the 2. Faiza's Princess, number 7, is returning from a very lengthy rest of 396 days. Only carries 53 kgs, the blinkers on. And then you've got number 3, Bon Bouche, who last time out was at a massive price but won well. And I remember in the interview after the race that the stable said they think this horse has got ability. So the point I'm getting at is I think you have to go wide. I would go very wide in the exotics, but the choice for me at the end is a horse that caught my eye last time out because it was running on very stoutly. That horse opened 5, has gone 6, is now 6.25-1. And that is Nakia, who is ridden by Rachel Viernicke with Mace Roberts, as I say. Anything can win you, but I'm going to lean towards that, the 5, Nakia, to run well in front of the 4, the 2, and the 3. 5, 4, 2, 3. Race 2. Pick 6 time in the 3rd at 13.45. Wiley Riley is quoted at just over 18.10. If you go to Wiley Riley's penultimate start, I thought that form was very hot in the context of this race. However, last time, that was disappointing. 5.70 lengths behind in what I thought was a very moderate field. I'm going to go with the 7, Fleet Commander, who's at 5-2, the second favourite. 7, 5, 1, and 6 is going to be the selection there, 7516. Once again, for the minor money, I thought this one could improve. I know there's no form, but just number 6, Bello Grosso, is one I thought could just boost, put some meat on the bone when it comes to the quartet dividend. Race number 4, following the box seat podcast over 1,800 metres. This is a novice handicap. Hollywood have the betting as follows, and they've got a strong hand here, have the Hollywood Syndicates and Anthony Delpech. They've got number 4, Aventador, and number 5, High Moon. Those are trained by Alison Wright and Clinton Binder, respectively. High Moon is at 2.27 to 1, and Aventador is at 5 to 2. And I just thought, going through this race, I didn't think it was a strong field. Number 2, Iron Will, there could be some improvement there, but I just thought that Aventador may have found the right field to knock in the fourth race. Hence, I'm going with a 4 from the 2, the 5, 7. 4, 2, 5, 7. Hollywood, as I say, their runners do stand out in that race. Fifth race, Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel, merit rated 75 handicap. Now, I've got a little bit of a quandary, because I've mentioned this horse to you before. Ran in grade ones, in one grade one, ran in a grade two, and last time out was an absolute penalty kick and won with plenty in hands. I see the merit rating is a 96. That's what's been handed out to imposing. A 96. So that would mean 62 kgs, but there's a 4 kg claiming apprentice. So we're talking the 58. Just recently turned 3, but I've said it before, I think this is a bit of a racehorse, this horse imposing. Currently quoted at 4 to 1. There's nothing between them. 3.33, Secret Giver Rodriguez, 3.57. Double Martini, I must mention Double Martini, because Double Martini's form lines, once again, are particularly strong. And also, I must mention Rodriguez, who lost 2 lengths last time out, was coughing, but went on to win. So that was a win with plenty of merit. But number 4, Imposing, is the way I'm going. From the 6, Rodriguez, the 3, Double Martini, and the 7, who is Maximus. That's the selection there then. 4, 6, 3, 7. Race number 6, merit rated 65 handicap for the fillies and mares. Now, Miss Layla is carrying no weight. That's the favourite, 3.57 to 1, a joint favourite, in fact, with Boogie Shoes, who also quickened up very smartly to win last time out. But 50 kgs for Miss Layla, I think that is a big runner. As I say, Boogie Shoes won well last time out on the turf. Now, I may be crazy. Again, I don't know so much about winning the race, but to me, there's a horse here that I think can improve, and it's bottom of the boards. It's called Airbuzz, who drops another point. I know is well held if you go through the form lines, but I just thought there's upset potential, and that would be my lurker in race 6. I followed this horse before, needs to come with a well-timed run, but has the services of Muzi Yerny. And once again, I think you're going to have to go wide. I'd also include the 2 runners from the Paul Gatsby yard. As I say, the stable companion, the 3 and the 6. I'm going 6-2-9-3. 6-2-9-3, going with a real roughie there, as I say. Currently is detached even from the others at the 14.29-1. Race 7, merit rated 72 handicap, form guide, www.gallop.co.za. Catch all your racing, KZN, on Gallop TV. And one of these days, I'm sure, we will also have racing from Hollywood Bets Durbanville and Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. Now, race 7, number 7 is Scratch. That's come through just now. Track Commander, you can take out. That ran the other day. Cupid Song has some good form. Another horse I'm going with, ridden by Mr. Yerny, is number 3, Gentleman's Way, who's at 4-1. This hasn't won for 518 days. But if you look at the last two runs, it was drawn wide. 12 of 12, 9 of 11. I have got respect for Clean Slate, who is number 2 from the Garth Puller yard. Also, Green Dream has been running well lately, but she is a mare. However, if you look at the rider, has ridden her on 4 occasions, which have resulted in the first 2 seconds and 1 minor placing a 4th. But at the end of it, I'm going with 3, Gentleman's Way, from the 2, the 8, 5. 3, 2, 8, 5. That will take us through to the eighth race. Hollywood Bet's Bright Future it is. Merit rated 65 handicap. Note the scratchings here. 2, 4, 7. Take out 2, 4, 7. It only leaves us with a field of 6 runners. Iron Chef, number 1. The blinkers are now on. Drops in trip, but my goodness me, has some very good form to its credit. Normally runs on. A little bit iffy about the 1400, but purely on form, that looks the one to be with. However, I'm going to take my chances here with a 6.25 to 1 shot Global Secret in the small field. The Appy knows the horse. Would appear perhaps a little bit better on the turf, Global Secret. But I think in a race like this, may be able to get away. It is the peak run. That one is from the Paul Lafferty yard. One runner for the day. The rider only has one mount. So I'm going with the 8. Global Secret from the 1, the 5, 3. 8, 1, 5, 3 in the last race. And then, of course, as I say, we look forward to this. This is going to be a big one. Absolutely wonderful. It's going to be at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. I'll see you for that next time. As always, thanks for joining me, Sunshines. Hit them hard. Cheers.